You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool.
Never know what to do when we're playing music this good. Should I just let the song play out? Should I start talking? Well, I think Sam's casting his vote right. We even had Sam Bushman singing on that one, didn't we, Keith? Yeah,
that was truly great karaoke from Sam.
Well, it is October, is it? Now, that's a Halloween song, right? Spooky? The Classics 5?
Classic 4.
Excuse me. Gotta brush up on my Roman numerals because that's what they use.
Now, did the Four Seasons sing any seasonal Halloween songs, James? If they did, I'm sure we would have heard of them.
Well, the Four Seasons, I knew they were the Four Seasons because they spell it out. When you use that I and the V, it throws. I should have known, though. I should have known. Anyway. No, I don't guess they did. They did have a Christmas album, though, so we can get to that in a couple of months. But anyway, celebrating the time of the season is time. Well, fitting for Halloween, let me see what we're supposed to do this hour. We're having too much fun to call it work.
Got to get back on script somehow.
Let's see. The archives say this hour, James and Keith offer their unique commentary on a variety of news stories that have been piling up on the news desk. Okay, let's do that.
Get those news stories out.
This is actually a pretty scary story, I think, in honor of Halloween and the music we're playing tonight. So as I mentioned, the Democratic presidential candidates had a town hall on CNN, broadcast primetime a couple of days ago, that featured exclusively on the so-called LGBTQ, whatever their acronym is now.
And of course, that's not good enough anymore. That's old hat. Now we're going into transgenderism with both feet.
Well, listen to this. Listen to what happened here. So I was playing this clip for Keith during the break between hours. And so what you have here is Beto O'Rourke taking a question.
Everybody's favorite wimp.
Taking a question from a mother of this daughter who she's dressing in a suit and tie, and she cut her hair to look like a boy. And she's calling that her, I can't remember, is it a transgender boy or a transgender daughter? I think it's a transgender son. If they're really a girl and they're pretending to be a boy,
But whatever it is, Beto approves.
Yes, he does. Well, anyway, while this mother is, and this is child abuse, I'll say, in my opinion, this is child abuse. But while the mother is asking a question of Beto, this 6'6" black man wearing a dress pretending to be a woman. So that's called a transgendered woman.
Well, it looks like RuPaul.
Well, he comes down and he takes the microphone. Now, could you imagine a healthy male taking a microphone from a woman? I mean, they would be kicked out of the place. But when this man pretending to be a woman takes the microphone and starts grandstanding, the whole audience starts to cheer. I mean, I am telling you, Keith, I say it every week. It is a nationwide performance.
The world has gone mad.
Who has no clothes? normal circumstances, they would have called security, but when it's a man pretending to be a woman doing it, they cheer, and then you hear Don Lemon referring to this man as ma'am. I mean, everybody's just going along with this. Look, no matter what you pretend to be, your chromosomes are what they are. You are either a male or a female at birth, and that is it, and there are only two genders. But listen to this. Listen, this is on CNN, live, prime time.
And we're supposed to be taking this seriously as real news.
Listen to it. Here it comes. Let me turn it up. We're going to play this locally. Let's see how it goes.
I want to take a moment before I ask my question to validate the pain of our transgender siblings that demonstrated earlier and that have spoken up today, especially Black trans women.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to take this away from you, but let me tell you something. Black trans women are being killed in this country, and CNN, you have erased Black trans women for the last time. Let me tell you something. Black trans women are dying. Our lives matter. I'm an extraordinary Black trans woman, and I deserve to be here. My Black trans sisters that are here, I am tired. I am so tired. I'm just sitting there, and it's not just my Black trans women.
Ma'am.
It's my Black trans brothers, too. And I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
Come here. No, I just want to ask you something. Come here. I want you to talk. What's your name?
I'm Blossom C. Brown.
Blossom, let me ask
you. Google me.
Blossom.
Please Google me.
Blossom, thank you.
Oh, you don't need to hear the rest of it. You get the gist. I mean, so you have this man pretending to be a woman come down, take the microphone from this mother who's abusing her child, letting this girl dress as a man, mutilate presumably the genitals and all of that. Can you imagine, Keith, we live in a day and age where we have to say that this is fake. This is not real. You have Don Lemon on there calling this man ma'am on national television. Everybody's supposed to go along with it like, oh, yeah, wow, how enlightened, how progressive. Yes, thank God we've lived long enough to see the light. And, of course, that man wearing a dress and hooping and hollering and shouting is actually a woman. I mean, obviously. And we have to go along with this big pretend.
Well, the delicious irony of all of this is that they hate other liberals even more than they hate us. And it's like they cannibalize each other. The liberal Beto O'Rourke is being basically attacked. Don Lemon is being attacked by other people that are trying to prove that they're even more avant-garde than he is.
What if a very healthy heterosexual white man took the mic and said, you know, I'm a heterosexual white man. What are the Democratic candidates doing to address my concerns?
He'd probably be burnt at the stake like Joan of Arc.
But, I mean, no, watching this, I mean, it's one thing to hear it. I mean, hearing it is certainly enough to give you an idea. But to watch this and to watch national television in the current year go along with, I mean, obviously they're promoting it and they're the ones pushing it more than anyone. But it's like you said today when we were talking about this, nobody believes this stuff. Nobody believes it, not even the 1 or 2% of the elites at the very top of the food chain that control all of the media and everything. And they don't even really believe it. They certainly don't practice it for themselves. They do it because they think it will hurt the founding stock here in this country. But nobody, not even the people pushing it the most, actually believe in this thing. But everybody has to pretend to believe it, or else they risk social ostracization.
Well, they've reached the point of total absurdity with this. You have to be a complete and utter nincompoop to be a cutting-edge liberal nowadays.
Yeah, what could be the next step? I mean, obviously pedophilia, I guess.
Or bestiality or something like that. You'll have some Episcopal priest crooning, I now pronounce you man and sheep or something.
This little girl, though, that they trotted out, you know, she wasn't, you couldn't hear her in that clip. Her mom had the mic at first, and then this man came, or this trans woman, as they call it, took the mic. But this little girl wearing this suit and tie and dressed as a boy, sick.
Well, you know, they've leapfrogged. I think the bestiality would be more natural than normal than transgenderism. I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no more.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? It's very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song and will you listen to it?
Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation, and he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family, isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Where the men are men and the women are women, this is the Political Cesspool Radio Program. And speaking of women, we've got a great one, a fine lady and a dear friend, Dr. Virginia Abernathy. She's going to be our featured guest of the night. We've had a great featured guest, at least one, every week this year, and that's something we've been committed to doing for y'all. Virginia Abernathy coming up at the top of the third hour, so stay tuned for that. Never thought that truth-telling would be bared down, cut down to the nut, as it were, to where it was actually a remarkable truth for someone to get out in public and say a man wearing a dress and pretending to be a woman is still a man. If you have male chromosomes, you are a man no matter how much you mutilate yourself. Bruce Jenner is still a man no matter how much he mutilates himself. He's not he can call himself Caitlyn. He is still a man. But there was another interesting
thing. What we're looking for, James, is the child that told the emperor that he had no clothes. That's what we're trying to do here.
Even as full-grown adults, that's true. But there was another thing that's interesting, and there's another interesting point to make about this so-called CNN town hall. So you had Elizabeth Warren. Obviously, all of the Democratic contenders were there, or pretenders, as it were. And they were pretending, believe me, to go along with this stuff.
Pretending to be even more perverse than they actually are.
So Elizabeth Warren was asked, what do you do if you're on the campaign trail? This was the question asked of Elizabeth Warren. What do you do if you're on the campaign trail and someone says, my faith leads me to believe that marriage is between one man and one woman? How do you answer that person? And Elizabeth said, very snarky, you know, this is the woman pretending to be an Indian. She said, I would say, then you should marry one woman. If you can find one. That's funny. As if anybody who believes that biblical marriage is somehow backwards and that these people up there pretending that men are women and women are men.
And if you have that normal behavior about sexual roles, then you are marginalized in modern society. She is letting you know that a way to make yourself into a weirdo is to have normal ideas.
You know what's so fake about all these people, Keith? And I say this, and you know it's true. And by the way, you know all this stuff about trans is absolutely just a fake. I mean, you know that, and you know that you know that. Even if you're on the left, I mean, you know you're going along with a big scam here. But Elizabeth Warren, this is why people like her are so contemptible. Elizabeth Warren, now where was all this stuff about transgenderism 15 years ago, 20 years ago? Now people like Warren and Biden, they've been around for decades. Now if this was always their true belief, why weren't they saying it when it was unfashionable? Why did they arrive to this conclusion at the exact same time that the media told them that's what they need to be pushing for if they're truly progressive? Isn't it interesting that all of these people came to this epiphany about transgenderism and homosexuality exactly at the time that the media said it was okay to have these beliefs? Isn't that interesting? If they really believed it, where was it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago? They don't believe it because they don't have any principles. They have no sturdy principles. They will say anything that is politically expedient. And believe me, if being pro-white was the path to power and prosperity, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and Beto O'Rourke and all of these people would be the biggest white nationalists or whatever you want to call them that you could possibly be. But now, I'll tell you, the people you need to support are the people who do it when it is unpopular. Those are the people who have inflexible morals, inflexible, sturdy principles, and you're listening to them right now.
These people are fashionistas. What it reminds me of is the great change in women's fashions in the 60s. Where rather than having a woman with normal curves and a normal figure, suddenly you were celebrating Twiggy, who looked like an emaciated waif, okay? And she would wear weird fashions, and everybody would ooh and ah and pretend that this was the height of culture and fashion. Well, that's what's happening now at an even more profound basis than what women wear and what they look like back in the 60s. Now, they're trying to push the envelope. They're saying, what can we embrace that people will not try to, you know, jump on the bandwagon with? Well, the answer is, if the people are Democrats, there is nothing that is going to be beyond the pale for them. They will do anything and say anything and adopt anything in order to be fashionable.
Well, you had, you know, another thing somewhat related to this, another brouhaha in the news this week was that at the Dallas Cowboys Green Bay Packers game last week at Jerry Jones's arena there in Dallas, the stadium where the Cowboys play, you had
Texas Stadium.
Well, it's been AT&T Stadium. It's been Cowboys Stadium. I mean, whatever the name is now. But George Bush and Laura Bush were sitting next to Ellen DeGeneres and her husband, Portia de Rossi. And people were saying, oh, my God, how Hollywood was excoriating Ellen for sitting next to George Bush as she's sitting next to this right-wing extremist. Now, we know the truth. We know the truth.
Are normal Republicans excoriating George Bush for sitting next to Ellen DeGeneres and her mate? No. See, it tells you where all the intolerance is coming from nowadays. It's not coming from the right. It's coming from the left.
Well, but the point is this. Now, why are Ellen and George Bush friends? It's because George Bush was never for traditional marriage. George Bush was never a conservative. He was always a left-wing neocon. He probably agrees with Ellen on point after point right down the line, and that's why they're friends, and that's why they were sitting together. Now, Ellen tried to duck for cover and say, well, I can be friends with people I disagree with, trying to keep up the ruse that, you know, George Bush is some sort of a front man for the right. But in any event, what Ellen said was true. You should be able to maintain relationships with people with whom you disagree. Now, in the case of Ellen and Bush, that's probably few and far between on the areas in which they disagree. Well, but it's interesting to see Hollywood come down on Ellen, who is basically the Moses for the homosexual movement. Ellen was the one who first popularized all this on her TV show. The TV show. Hang on a second. I don't know what happened here. Okay. I don't know what happened there, but she popularized this back on her TV show, the sitcom, back in the 90s. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was before she had the Ellen talk show where she's the homosexual Oprah. But anyway, she popularized this more than any other individual celebrity, and even that's not enough. Just sitting next to George Bush, and they come down on you, and you know, it just goes to show. Now, George Bush, left-wing George Bush, is a bridge too far. I mean, George Bush is the new David Duke.
Well, basically, out with the old and in with the new. You know, we're going, let's kill the king, long live the new. They're always going to have somebody that is going to be pushing the envelope for them. Have we got the sound set up?
Yeah, I don't know what you've done here, but keep going.
Okay, but anyway, you know, George Bush has been a committed leftist all of his life, just like his father and just like his grandfather. And his grandfather and father and he were all members of Skull and Bones at Yale, and that ought to tell you everything that you need to know about them. And, of course, we're all supposed to buy into the fable that he was some type of rock rib conservative, and he never was. He was one of the insiders, one of the cognoscenti. And now, not only is he old-fashioned, Ellen DeGeneres is old-fashioned. She is yesterday's news. We need to have the new cutting-edge gender person to take her place. And the fact that she would even socialize or you know, be seen in the presence of somebody like George Bush disqualifies her from being part of the new wave.
It's just moving the line. You know, it used to be if you come on this show, it's a bridge too far. Now, being seen with a former president of the United States, we're not talking about Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump, by the way, is worse than Bush on the homosexual issue. I mean, he truly is. I mean, Donald Trump is probably about as bad as you can get on that issue. But of course, you know what Donald Trump's reputation is with the Hollywood elite. But yes, even now, Ellen DeGeneres sitting next to George Bush and enjoying a football game together. I mean, the point is, if the former president of the United States is too much for him, you can forget ever trying to fit in or curry favor with these people. You never will. Nor should you want to, by the way.
Well,
it
see,
should
the
be
left
a badge
is,
of honor not to.
The Democrats and the left are continuously shrinking their base, and when your enemy is harming themselves, don't get in their way.
Got to take a break. More breaking news, big stories. China and the NBA are at an impasse. What's going on there, and why is it important to this show? We'll tell you next.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Part of a building that was under construction in downtown New Orleans has collapsed, killing at least one person and injuring 19 others. The search is on for three people who are still unaccounted for. WWL reporter Dave Cohen.
Police, fire, EMS racing to the scene after the 18-story building started to tumble into the street. This witness was less than a block away.
All you heard was just this enormous rumble. Turned around and half of the brand new Hard Rock Hotel collapsed.
And video of the collapse has gone viral on social media.
Oh my God.
What's left of the structure is one floor after another pancaked on each other as crews continue to evaluate the scene. Dave Cohen is New Orleans.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump is defending his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who's been subpoenaed by House impeachment investigators. As the investigation ramps up, there's an effort to sideline the attorney and distance him from anything to do with Ukraine. Last week, two Giuliani associates were arrested on campaign finance charges, and while Giuliani was not named in the indictment, the two men who were arrested were linked to Giuliani's efforts in Ukraine. The president tweets, "While Giuliani may seem a little rough around the edges, he is also a great guy and a wonderful lawyer." A winter-like storm has dumped more than a foot of snow on parts of North Dakota. The National Weather Service says well over a foot of snow has fallen in Bismarck. Jamestown has a report of 14 inches of snow. The Weather Service says the snow will keep coming and that Bismarck could see up to 4 more inches. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, Keith, we got to move on to China and the NBA, but you had one last parting shot on what we were talking about in the previous segment.
You know, just looking back at this, seeing not losing the forest for the trees, this is like the Jacobins in the French Revolution. Who were their last enemies? They weren't the aristocrats or the royalty. They had long since gone before. But the people whose heads were falling to the guillotine at the end during the Thermidor were the Girondists, the fellow revolutionaries of the Jacobins that weren't quite as extreme as the Jacobins. That's where we are in American history today. We are in a Thermidor period where the left is attacking each other and accusing them of the great crime of not being liberal enough.
Okay, so on the sort of another example of what we were talking about a minute ago, where Elizabeth Warren, all of these Democratic candidates, if they were so on board with the LGBTQ agenda and the transgender agenda, they should have been on it from day one, not now when the media says it's okay.
See, RuPaul is old hat now. You know, these pioneers that were back then for transgenderism, well, history has passed them by.
Well, they should have been. Look, if you were for it, truth doesn't evolve. If it was true, if it's true now, it would have been true 20, 30 years ago. Where were they then? Now, they're only doing it because it's expedient and because it's profitable. Now, that brings us into what's going on with China and the NBA. So you had the general manager of the Houston Rockets. The NBA is playing a couple of preseason games over in China this week. And the general manager of the Houston Rockets sent out a tweet saying, "Stand with Hong Kong, stand for freedom." Now, what's going on over there is that people in Hong Kong don't want to be extradited to the Chinese mainland. And there's a little...
They don't want to be subjected to the same harsh censorship and draconian laws that apply to most of mainland China. Hong Kong, as you recall, used to be a British colony. Then, in a transition period, they're part of China, but they were going to be allowed to operate like they had under the British. Now, the Chinese have decided to change that, which they promised to do from the very beginning, and the people of Hong Kong, many of them, are objecting. So, where does this put the NBA? Well, what happened with the NBA is this. The Houston franchise of the NBA is the one that has the most followers in China because they had Yao Ming on their team. Now, the NBA is very interested in capturing all those millions of people in China to be NBA fans. That's why the NBA is the most prosperous sports league in the United States of America, because unlike American football, which the rest of the world just sees as an extension of the American gladiators thing, they like to see Americans knocking you-know-what out of each other. And baseball, basically, basketball travels the best. And they're looking for an Indian NBA star so they can capture the billion of... There are a billion people that live on that peninsula called the subcontinent of India, and they're desperately trying to turn them into NBA fans too. But now, their instinctive, reflexive liberalism that infects all of the ownership and leadership of the NBA has got them in hot water with China.
Here's what's going on, and you're right. The NBA has globalized its game more than any of the other four professional sports in America.
Major professional sport.
Right. And so with this tweet about standing with Hong Kong, standing for freedom, China has come down and come down hard on the NBA. So hard, in fact, they are cutting any financial dealings with the NBA, and they're not going to be showing NBA games in China. And as a result of that action, an action that is a response, a very strong and stern response, it's like the death penalty for a single tweet that one innocuous NBA owner sent out. It's going to affect the NBA salary cap by 10 to 15%. We're talking about hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, because China is now putting the cold shoulder to the NBA, all because of this man's tweet. Now, normally, if there's any social issue, you have cucks like the coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, Greg Popovich, they're the worst. They'll come out and they'll stand for Black Lives Matter, and they'll stand for
transgenderism, you name it.
Anything that's bad, they stand for. Black Lives Matter, they stand for. You know, they're really down on Trump, and they're really quick to speak their mind because, you know, the NBA is all about freedom of speech.
Well, down with the revolution in every way.
It's profitable for them to do that. It's profitable for them to do that because they're not going to get foul press. But in this case, it was interesting how everybody clammed up when asked about, hey, what do you think about what China's doing in the NBA? Everybody all of a sudden was just saying, including these coaches and all the players, we're just here to play basketball. You know, we don't get
involved
in this.
Wouldn't it be nice if they did that with social issues in the United States, if they were non-political? But they won't be until it affects their bottom line, okay?
But this goes back to what I was saying with Elizabeth Warren and these Democratic candidates. It's profitable to have these beliefs. If it was profitable for the NBA to shoot off its mouth, they would do it. But because they're going to lose money in China, they're all of a sudden, they're all about basketball and basketball only. I mean, that's their job, right?
The silence is deafening now on the issue of Hong Kong and the solidarity with the protesters, because it affected the bottom line.
And that just goes to show that these people, corporate America, all of these clowns, if it's profitable on the path of least resistance, they'll do it. If it's fashionable, politically correct, they have no core principles. No core principles. I love what China said, though. Now, China's a communist nation. I get it. But listen to what they said. They came down hard, and they cut the NBA's
Well, they cut them off at the knees.
Listen to what they said. This is what China said in a statement. We've noted that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, who has been attending events in Japan, has responded to the inappropriate comment on Hong Kong made by the general manager of the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey. We voice our strong dissatisfaction and opposition to Adam Silver offering as an excuse the right to freedom of expression. Listen to this. We believe that no comments challenging national sovereignty and social stability fall within the scope of freedom of expression. Now, wouldn't it have been great if when the founding stock of America were still in control of this country, if we had said that? We are for freedom of expression, but not if it harms our children and harms our nation. And I'm talking about obviously harm. I'm not talking about a difference of opinion on an issue. I'm talking about murdering babies. Well, we have the freedom of expression to go and murder our babies. If we'd have said, listen, we do believe in free speech. We believe in liberty, but this is murder. This is just one example. This is murder. And no, this doesn't fall under that. As China put it, we will not offer this excuse that this is your freedom of expression. This does not fall within the scope
of freedom
of
expression. You know, you might even come to the conclusion that there's a different group of people in charge of society and the media in China as opposed to who's in charge of it here in America.
They're communists, and I think on this instance, they're more right than we are. I mean, but that's what a healthy society says. Yes, freedom of speech, freedom of association, but not everything falls under that scope. If it harms our children, if it harms our national sovereignty, we're not gonna let it happen.
Sadly, we have lost control of our own nation and our own culture to such an extent that we have to rely on foreign despots like the Chinese government to rein in the out of control liberalism that is governing America.
That is a fantastic point, Keith. That is a great way to put it. But do you think I'm onto something there about,
No, that'd be wonderful. That would be one benefit from globalization of the NBA and our sports, that maybe they would rein in these distant fools that are like Colin Kaepernick and people like this because they are offensive to their new markets.
How far do you think Colin Kaepernick would get in China pulling his stunts?
Well, he would have gone to the gulag long ago, and he would have been forgotten. He would have been dropped down the memory hole, as George Orwell said.
I think you have to have tough love. As a parent, you have to discipline your children. As a nation, you have to. There needs to be not. You know, this whole thing, anything goes. We're all about freedom and liberty. Yeah, that's okay to a point, but not when it becomes subversive. Not when it becomes degenerate. Not when it becomes anti-Christ. Not when it becomes anti-family. And that's what we got. I mean, we got, as we've said before, we got more freedoms than we've ever had. But are we better off? Are we better off that men can marry men and women can murder their children? Hey, that's a freedom we didn't have 30. You know, in 1976.
If you really want freedom,
murder her child. But we've got that freedom now. Isn't that great? Because we're all about freedom here, right?
Yeah. If it's all about freedom, then you ought to be very happy with the trajectory that America and the West have followed over the past 70 years. But most of us who are thinking people, who have good common sense, realize that we've degenerated over that period of time.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about Trump. He was in Minnesota. His supporters were getting beat up by Antifa, and as usual, he didn't do anything. He monitored it, though, so that's good. And more on that when we come back.
Hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Let's talk about the president as quickly as we can. We were saying this at that barbecue dinner tonight that we had, Keith. I'm not going to vote for, right now. If the election was tonight, I can't say what's going to happen between now and November of next year. But right now, if the election was tonight, I wouldn't vote for Trump. I wouldn't vote against him. I would vote for whoever the American Freedom Party puts up, I guess. But I don't want Trump to lose, but I'm not going to go all in and help him like I did in 2016. I mean, why would I?
If you became a flashpoint in the culture wars, he would throw you overboard so fast it would make
it. What are you talking about? Didn't they already do that? Like
several times.
I mean, so we've been there, done that with his official campaign denouncing me almost as actually more than Hillary Clinton did at 3-1 more than Hillary Clinton did. But we and that's not even counting Donald Trump Jr. And I turned down all of those interviews because I'm all about the cause. I thought he would be the guy that could help us. But he hasn't done anything. He really hasn't done anything. He's worse on LGBT. He's worse on social issues than Bush. And the whole stuff on the border, we know that more illegals have come in than even in the Obama era. Less have been deported than in the Obama era. But now, so here we've got this thing with the rally in Minnesota this week. And once again, and this was going back to 2015-16 as well, he had this rally in Minneapolis where, by the way, these Somali gangs are just beating the hell out of white people up there.
And they're pumping them in there because they don't want there to be a refuge or a resource for white people anywhere.
Well, and so
not even Minnesota.
Even at this Minnesota rally just this week, you had, from what I could see, white Trump supporters getting attacked by Antifa. So you can't even be a supporter of the president of the United States and expect to be able to go to a rally of your own president and not be accosted by the rabble in the streets. And the Trump administration has done nothing about it.
Yeah, the silence is deafening from Trump and his administration on these people that are beating up his supporters. Sooner or later, Trump is going to have to realize he's going to have to marshal all the support he can get, and he's got to stop punching right on right-wingers and realize that they're people that have supported him, and if he wants to give them a wet mitten across the chops, then he can't expect their support, and he will probably lose the election.
I hope Trump
wises up in the meantime.
Realize his potential as a candidate, the promise of his candidacy. But I said this on an interview that I gave to another show earlier this week. I just said I just don't see any path forward for Trump to win re-election because, number one, and I've said this before, I'll say it very quickly, you've had 4 more years of rampant, lawless, illegal immigration into Florida. That's a Democratic voting drive. They're going to vote straight ticket Democrat. All of the felons he's let, I think I said this last week with Sean Bergen, all the felons he's let out of prison are going to vote straight ticket Democrat.
Well, he's giving them their voting rights back. That's exactly what the criminal justice reform of Jared did. Now, there's a lady named Nancy calling in from California that would like to talk on this.
Yeah, go Nancy.
Yes, I think you guys are wrong because I have heard that President Trump is not giving money to the UN, and even Reagan didn't do that. He's the only president in my lifetime that has not given money to the UN. He was not supportive of the climate change agenda. He has done a lot, and how do you know that these numbers about illegal aliens coming into the nation aren't being given by liberals? We could be being lied to. If you don't know firsthand, I wouldn't throw those numbers out there.
Well, we weren't throwing numbers out there on that, Nancy, but here's the situation. Sooner or later, he's going to have to realize who his friends are and who they're not, and he's got to stop chiming in with the mainstream conservatives, with the CPAC people and whatnot, attacking people that are legitimate paleo conservatives like us. And I hope he does that. He needs to do that. And quite frankly, he needs to realize he's in the fight of his life and he needs all the allies he can get. And he needs to be going after Antifa with the same strength and vigor that he goes against people on the right.
He's not a monarch. He's not acting alone. His Department of Defense is full of Israelis. We know that. Why don't you guys go up there and make his acquaintance? Why don't you write him a letter? Why don't you do something to enlighten him instead of just, I'm pretty sure he's probably not listening to your radio program.
Well, I'll tell you, Nancy, look, I was there. I was credentialed to his press pen. I was there at the Republican National Convention when he was nominated when he received the nomination. Sam Bushman was there. We were broadcasting from Press Row at the Republican National Convention. He gave a letter to one of his Trump's emissaries that we know for a fact was delivered into the hand of Donald Trump. So, no, we have reached out.
You don't know that for a fact.
Well, look, unless you give it to him yourself, you don't know. And it's not that easy to get an audience with the president. But we know that one of his top advisors said that they delivered this thing. We were there at the inauguration. Look, I want Trump to win over whoever the Democrats will nominate. He will certainly be better than that. But I'm just saying, you're right. Yes, the thing about the UN, that's true. You make good points. That is tinkering on the periphery. But the whole thing comes down to immigration. The whole thing. You're right about the Israelis. You're right about all of that.
On the periphery? That's major. That's not tinkering on the periphery.
Does withholding funds from the UN change the demographic onslaught that we're facing? I would like for the UN to be kicked out.
We have people coming into America that have no intention of assimilating. They absolutely despise the historic American nation, and the wall isn't built yet.
And he's against the illegal immigration. Don't believe the lies. You don't know where it's coming from. It could be from some liberal.
Well, can you get us through to Donald?
Yeah, well, no. If you can get us through to Donald, we'll certainly, you know, do what we can. But Nancy, I'd like you to answer this question. We'll just let you. Yeah, and he's welcome on this program, that's for sure. As his son did appear on this program. By the way, his son loved this show. His son loved the interview.
You know what? Let me just say something. I get an email regularly from the White House. You know, it's not from the White House, but it's the Trump administration that sends out an email to whoever wants to get it. Okay.
And Keith got one today.
I get four text messages at a minimum every day from the Trump campaign, okay?
I'm not talking about text messages. I'm talking about an email, okay? And on that email, I just discovered last night that you could actually send a message to the president. So hopefully it gets to him. I don't know. But I gave him some information that I hope that he becomes aware of. All we can do is...
I'm not giving up. I'm just saying if it was held right now, but by the way, understand where I'm coming from. I live in Tennessee. Tennessee's going to go for Trump no matter what. I mean, it's not even going to be close. If I was living in Florida, maybe I would think, maybe I would reconsider it. And I'm totally willing and open to be won back over by the president between now and next November. He's going to win Tennessee no matter what. I want him to beat the Democrat. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, overall, to me, he's been a disappointment. And this is something that our audience always – but your points are valid, too. And this is the point. Our audience has always been fractured on this. I mean, it's do you vote for the worse is better, let the bad times roll, the lesser of two evils, a third party, do you set out? But let me ask you this. I'll let you be co-host on this one. The headline is this: judge rules Trump violated the law on wall funding with national emergency. So here again, you have a situation where the president is being trumped, no pun intended, by some unelected bureaucratic judge who says that he can't secure the border. And guess what? You know, no matter how you slice it, that wall is there.
When all is said and done, more will be said than done.
You know, he has been asking people to send in money so he can do it and bypass the Congress and bypass these people who are trying to stand in his way. By the way,
we're definitely not trying to stand in his way, Nancy.
I didn't say
you want him to get on with the business that he's doing.
Well, he has a lot of opposition, and he's, like I said, he's not a dictator. He has a lot of even people within his own party backstabbing him and standing in his way. And what he needs is he needs a strong ground root, you know, the grassroots. He needs grassroots support. He needs us pressuring our congressmen and senators. He needs support, and he needs support from the people.
I'm going to continue this conversation with Dr. Abernathy, Virginia Abernathy, in the next segment. We're going to talk about Trump and the Republicans on immigration. I think at the end of the day, Nancy, and I want you to know this. I think obviously you're tuned into this show. we agree on most things. I mean, I know that there's some frustration with regards to where we stand as a nation, where we stand as a people, and what hasn't been done and what needs to be done, and all of that. At the end of the day, I know we're on the same team, and I appreciate you tuning in. And like I said, I hope Trump is successful, and we'll do everything we can to help that. But I just, I mean, I have to be honest with the audience, and this is where I stand right now.
Yeah, look at H-1B visas. What about H-1B visas, for example? H-1B visas, he's all for letting talented, highly educated people from overseas come in. Well, guess what? I want our children to have those jobs.
What should Trump keep running out of time? And we wanted to give Nancy a, you know, a good run there. But what should and what could Trump or any president do to a judge who says you can't secure your own border?
He can say, I, too, have taken a oath to support the Constitution, and I don't recognize your authority as being greater than mine. I'm the president. The Constitution gives me the authority to control our borders. I'm going to do it. And to heck with you and with your order, I'm doing it. And, you know, let's let the people of America decide who they want to follow on this.
We will continue this conversation on immigration with a true expert, Dr. Virginia Abernathy. And she's going to be talking to us about the state of mass migration to America and the Trump administration, to be sure. So stay tuned. If this great segment, by the way, if this topic interests you, I know I'm talking all over the break, but Virginia's going to continue it. Stay tuned.